USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing a second COVID-19 booster shot for people ages 50 and up. The agency making the change after previously okaying a second booster for immunocompromised individuals at least 12 years old. Dr. Marty McCrary says, where's the science behind the fourth shot?
There's no real data that the fourth dose is reducing the risk of hospitalization. What it does is it takes an infection that's inevitable in the population and it transiently gives you protection for a couple months. And with Omicron, that protection goes down to 11, 13, 16% after 3 to 6 months.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden has signed a bill making lynching a federal hate crime for the first time. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the bill is long overdue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A new report says more funding is needed for COVID-19.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's Coronavirus Reimbursement Fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index shows that consumers are feeling a little more confident about the economy in March. The index rising slightly after declining in January and February. The board noting inflation continues to weigh high on consumers' short-term outlook for income and business conditions. It also cited a softening in purchasing intentions for big-ticket items like cars due to rising interest rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Lawmakers are honoring the late Republican Congressman Don Young, who recently died at the age of 88.
Throughout my time in Congress, many have come and gone, but few have had as great an impact as our dean, Congressman Don Young.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy saying Young was loved, feared, and respected all at the same time. Young was the longest-serving Republican member of Congress. He served for almost 5 decades. An elite university is bringing back its testing requirements.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, says it will reinstate SAT and ACT requirements. The school, in a statement, said it made the decision due to the availability of COVID-19 vaccine and an increase in students taking tests in schools. Standardized tests were initially suspended at MIT due to pandemic concerns. The school further said, in part, that its research shows standardized tests helps them better assess the academic preparedness of all applicants, adding that a requirement is more equitable and transparent than a test optional policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A spike in viewership during the Academy Awards is thanks to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Viewership grew over 500,000 in the 15-minute span that saw Smith strike Rock over a joke about Smith's wife. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.